Welcome to the message segment of Element of Carry Center International. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Today is a beautiful day. Today is another week beginning. But I'd like to share something with us today. How many of you know that God has several assets? God has several assets. The heavens, the assets of God. The angels, they are God's assets. The earth and the fullness thereof, they belong to God. They are God's assets. And when you talk about the earth, you talk about the gold, you talk about the silver, you talk about the diamonds, they belong to God. They are all assets of God. Then you talk about the humans, hallelujah. They are also assets of God. But guess what? All of the above that I've just mentioned, none of them is the greatest asset of God. Praise God. The heavens, the angels, the earth, and everything that is in it. Talk about the gold. Talk about the buildings, the splendor. Mention them. The diamonds, the sapphire. None of these is the greatest asset of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The greatest asset of God is His Word. The greatest asset of God is His Word. The Word of God is the greatest asset of God. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God is God. The Word of God is God Himself, is Himself. And that's why the greatest asset of God is His Word. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know this one in John chapter 1. Praise God. Everything made is made from His Word. Now, the second greatest asset of God is you. Hallelujah. The second greatest asset of God is you, not even the angels. You are the second greatest asset of God because God made you differently. God made you differently because you are a replica of God. He made you like Himself. He made you special. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. It is you alone that God took His time to make like Himself. This we also know in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. And so God cares about you from His Word. God cares about you by His Word. Hallelujah. The topic of my message this morning is build yourself. Hallelujah. Build yourself. Look at your neighbor, say, build yourself. Look at the other neighbor, say, build yourself. Hallelujah. Ask him, do you understand? Get a response. Hallelujah. Build yourself. Understanding this, Apostle Paul, who was a disseminator of the word, of the gospel, who went from place to place spreading the good news. He came to the elders of the Ephesus. He gathered them and he charged them. He told them. He said to them, I'm going to leave you shortly. I may not come back here. But he said, I'm going to leave you with one thing that is going to help you. He gave them a final note to those he had taught, to those he had raised. He said to them in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 32. He said, brethren, he called them. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to give you, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them who are sanctified. This was what Apostle Paul said to them. He said, I commend you to God. I leave you with God. But not just leaving you with God. He said, I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them who are sanctified, which are sanctified, or whichever way. Hallelujah. And when you talk about they that are sanctified, you refer to those who have been set apart, those who are taught, those who have heard the word, those who have listened. He said, all of you that have taught and that have raised, he said, I commend you to God. It is only God that can help you. And he says, I commend you to the word of his grace. In other words, there is grace in this word. That word is what will help you, will build you up, and then give you an inheritance among them that have already been set aside, praise God, set apart. Those that are consecrated, those that are made, declared holy, praise God. Now, there are those who make resolutions. They make decisions. They talk about change concerning their lives. Sometimes you hear people say, I want to build my life this year. I want to build my life from this moment. I want to change that which I do. You hear them say, I want to build my life. I want to change my life. I want to build it financially. You hear them say, I want to build my life spiritually. I'm sure at some point of your life, you would have also said this. Praise God. I want to build my life spiritually. I want to build my life mentally. I want to build my life prayerfully. I want to build my life health-wise. I want to be disciplined this year. Praise God. I want to apply a lot of temperance. I want to apply a lot of discipline in my life this year. Praise God. Say, I want to build my life emotionally. You mention them. I want to build my life physiologically. I want to build my life psychologically strong. Yes, but to achieve all of this, there must be certain actions. There must be certain decisions that you are expected to take to be able to achieve all of these things that you have mentioned. How that you want to build your life strong. Hallelujah. But how much difference really does it make? From the scripture that we read in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, he says, brethren, like I'm speaking to you today, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. I commend you to the word of God. It means, really, from this scripture, that it is the word of God that you need to build yourself. Praise God. It means that it is God's word that you need to build yourself. It does not matter whether you want to build your life financially. It doesn't matter whether you want to build your life emotionally, whether you want to build it spiritually, whether psychologically, whether to be disciplined, whether physiologically, whichever way you want to build your life, he says, is by his word. Praise God. He said, the word is the only material that you need to build your life, to build yourself. The only material that you need is the word. He didn't say anything else. He said, this is what you need, the word. The word is what you need to build up yourself, irrespective of which area. Hallelujah. Building yourself is like building a house. You know, I've preached a message before, and I talked about the church, and I talked about the church, you being the church, being the house. Now, building yourself is like building a house. A house doesn't just come, stands. No. Praise God. So when you want to build yourself, think about how that a house is built. The Bible compares a man to a house. Yes, the scripture frequently compares a man, you know, his life and his actions to that of a house. Is a metaphor, and this metaphor primarily is used to explain the importance of building one's life, building one's character, building one's spiritual standing on a very firm foundation. That's what you need, the word. So we'll be comparing our hearts, ourselves, building ourselves to building a house, so that you will gain, I've told you before, Christianity is very practical. Every time you study the word of God, you must find a way to bring it to reality. That's how that you will enjoy Christianity. Otherwise, you will not enjoy it. You will struggle in it. Praise God. You will struggle in it if you don't know how to bring what is written in the word of God, in the scriptures, to reality. And being able to apply it to your life, so that you will see the tangible results that it will give to you. Hallelujah. Building a house, you need so many materials to build a house. Hallelujah. You need a land. You need a space where the house can be situated, can be located. You need a space. You need a land. Without a land, you cannot build a house. Praise God. You don't only need land. You need sand. You need cement. You need rods. You need water. You need many other things. You need wood. You need roofing sheets. You need plenty of things to be able to build a house. You need granite. Praise God. You need all kinds, even other materials, to be able to bring it to finishing. It means that to build a house, you need so many things. Now, to build your life, you also need so many things. Praise God. But Apostle Paul, in his word and in his message, he says, what you need is the word. Hallelujah. What you need to build your life is the word. But those other things that you may think that you need, for example, you need self-discipline and confidence to be able to build your life. You need human development and capacity to be able to build your life. You need purpose and goals to be able to build your life. You need self-care to be able to build your life. You need spirituality, again, to be able to build your life. Character is necessary, it's important. Then, of course, finance. You can't discountenance finance, you know, to building your life. Talk about relationships as well. No man exists without relationships. You need them to build your life. You need mental toughness to be able to stand in this present time that we live in. You need loyalty. You need integrity. You need accountability to be able to build your life. There are so many more, but all of these things that I've mentioned, the Bible says that all of these things, they are all encapsulated in the word. Praise God. And which is why Apostle Paul said to them, you need the word. There is nothing that I have mentioned now that you need to build your life that is not encapsulated, that is not wrapped up in the word. There is no one thing that you ever need in this life that is not wrapped up in the word. And that's why Apostle Paul said to them, this is what you need. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Listen, when you begin to look at the word, and then you begin to find grace in it, and then that grace will begin to produce results in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you ever imagined how that you bring two people together? Or let me say you bring 10 people together. And these 10 people, they are to build a house. Praise God. Okay. You have 10 people of different ages. You can have someone who is 25 years old, but he has built a house. You can have someone who is 40 years, he has not even built a house. You have others that built a house at 45, 35, 50, and as the case may be. But it's just a house. Praise God. There is something that these ones that are doing, those ones that have built a house at 25, 27, 30, they are doing that you are 40, you have not been able to do. And which is why you have not been able to build a house. The same thing on how it applies to Christians. You are here, there are certain things you are not able to do as a Christian. Because there are certain things that about the world that you have not grabbed yet. And so you are not able to apply them to your life. And so there is no single result that it produces. Praise God. Your life, according to the scripture, is like building a house. And that's why you must build it. I believe everybody here wants to own a house. Praise God. Is there anybody here you don't want to own a house? You don't want to build a house? There is none. And so if you want to build a house, then you must build it. Praise God. If you want to build your life, then you must build it. Jesus said, anybody who hears, who does, and who lives in his word is like a man that builds his house on the rock. There is always this comparison about the building a house to the life of a man. Jesus speaking, he says, if there is anyone who hears my word, in other words, who hears the word of God, he says, if there's any man who does the word of God, if there's any man who lives in the word of God, that man is like a man who builds his house on the rock. Matthew chapter 7. Let's look at from verse 24. Praise God. So that we'll understand what I'm talking about this morning. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, Jesus speaking, he says, and does them. He says, anyone that hears my word and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. This is the words of Jesus. Then, and the rain descended, the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. I have an understanding that your life, when building your house, not on the word, it means that it's not likely to last. It's not likely to take shape. That's the understanding that this scripture is giving to us. Praise God. It says, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine. But before I come to this place, I want to show you something. Praise God. It talks about the fact that a man who hears, a man who does, and a man who lives in his world is like that man that builds his house on the rock. It says, when the rains come, when the storms come, when the breeze come, whatever, it did not fall. It didn't collapse because it was founded, it was built on the rock. Hallelujah. The rock is the word of God. The rock that is being referred to that place is the word of God. The rock that is being referred to that place is Jesus. I have told you that the greatest asset of God is his word. In other words, the greatest asset of God is Jesus. Jesus, the word, God, they are the same. Praise God. God does not joke with these ones. When you talk about the Trinity, God does not joke with it because he's God.
And that's why God says, everything that I have made, they will pass away. But it is only my word that will not pass away. Because his word is in himself. On Wednesday, we talked about Christ being a place. Hallelujah. We came to understand that Christ is not just the Messiah, which he is. Yes, we know that Christ was not just the one who brought salvation to us. We came to the understanding that Christ is a place where we live and where we walk. Hallelujah. The rock is the word. The rock is Jesus. And if you must be a provider, if you must be a kind of protection, if you must be a foundational strength for your family and for whoever you stand to shelter, then the Bible says that you need the word. You need the word more than anything else. To build your life, you need to hear, do, and live in the word of God. Hallelujah. No wonder Apostle Paul says to them, I'm commending you to God and then to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. It will build you to the extent that you'll be strong and you become immovable. There is nothing anybody says that will make sense to you. You know what the Bible says? Jesus speaking, he was speaking to his disciples in the book of John chapter 16, I think verse 33. He said, listen, in this world that we live in, there are so many things that will be difficult for us to handle. He said, now I've spoken to you about these things, but you do not worry about it. He said, these things I have spoken to you about, that in me you will have peace. In me means that in me you will have stability. In the world you will have stability. Word, W-O-R-D. Not world, praise God. He said, in me, you will have peace. But in the world, you will have tribulations. The rains will come. The storms will come. All the kinds, they will come. The breeze will come. But he says, be of good cheer. I already have overcome the world for you. Through how? By the word. If you don't have it, if you don't build your life on this one, listen, when the storms of life come, you will become as unstable as water. When the storms of life come, you become confused. When the storms of life come, you become to question the integrity of God. You begin to question the supremacy of God. When the hardship, when the confusion will come, you will just be wondering, what is happening? Have you not heard Christians who ask, God, do you still exist? Praise God. A man who is founded, whose firm foundation is on the word, will not ask that question. He will not quickly ask that question, God, where are you? God does not change. Irrespective of what you go through, he doesn't change. God has done all that he needs to do. Fortunately, you are the second greatest asset, as I've declared to you, as I've said to you today, to God. God cherishes you. What matters to God in this world is you. It's not the goat, it's not the cow. It's not the animal. It's not the building. It is you. Because every authority that he has, he gave to you. Praise God. So he cherishes you more than every other thing aside from his word. Hallelujah. Then if you look at verse 27 of that Matthew chapter 7, he says, he who does not hear the word, look at it, and then you have an understanding. He says, go to verse 26. He says, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, will be like a fool. He says, a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. Praise God. He said, anyone who does not hear, you hear the word, you don't do them, you don't live in the word. He says, you're likened to a foolish man who builds on the sand. Now, verse 27, when the rain descended, the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house, it fell flat, it collapsed. He says, great was its fall. This is the same thing with a man who does not build his life with the word. I have told you, God cares about you from his word. I have told you, God cares about you by his word. There is nothing else, nowhere else that God can care about you. And that's why for every scripture that you read, locate yourself in that scripture. That's what makes you, or that's what's going to stand you out. Locate yourself in that scripture. Errors have gone. When we just read the scripture and then we pass. No. When you read the scripture, have an understanding of what it means. Today, where God is telling us the need to build ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Build your life on the word. It doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter what crisis you will face. It doesn't matter what adversities will come your way. It doesn't matter what troubles will come your way. It doesn't matter who comes against you. You will remain strong and standing. Hallelujah. Listen, when you build your life in the word and by the word, you will become an edifice. You will become an edifice. You know what an edifice is? Edifice is a big building, a beautiful one, that when you're passing, you will look at it. It will attract you. That's an edifice. There are some houses that when you pass, you go just pass. You don't even know where that house is there. Praise God. We went to one place. Praise God. When we got there, we saw houses that were built with mud. They built them with mud and sticks. You know why? Because during the rainy season, the flood will rise. They will come and they will collapse them. When the water recedes, they will go back and still use mud to build them. This is how the life of those who have not built their lives on the word, that on the word of God, that's how it is. You go a step forward and then you go two steps backward. The rains come, you're confused. Any little thing, you're shaking. Small thing, you're crying. God doesn't move. Listen, if you must cry before God, cry because he has done so much for you. Cry out of joy, not out of you are going through stress. Don't you understand? Cry because, in fact, sometimes this used to happen to me. Every time I'm driving to the office, I will just remember some things. I have wound up. The AC is on. I will be crying. I will be shedding tears, and those tears are uncontrollable. Those tears, not because I need anything, because of what God has done for me, has done for my entire life, everything that concerns me. And then I will cry. Sometimes when I not get to the office, I will take my time and clean my face. But if I come down from the car, you will know that there's something about this man that has been happening to him. It's all about tears of joy. That's how the life of a Christian should be. Praise God. Not for you to wear a gloomy face. Not for you to wear a heavy face. Why? Because you have not paid your house rent. Why? You have not paid your children's school fees. Why? Listen, if you find yourself in the world, if you build yourself in this world, those things become secondary in your life. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2? It says, As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. He said, desire the pure milk of the word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Praise God. As newborn babes, look at it. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. I told you to build a house is not something you do in a day. You first of all find a land. When you find a land, you will dig the foundation. Then you will bring it to DPC, you will cast it, and then you begin the substructure. Is that not correct? The superstructure, sorry. Praise God. You first of all bury some part of it into the ground. That is the foundation. And then you begin to build. You bring block, and then you bring this one. You add cement, you bring sand, and then you're raising it up. The Bible says, it says, precepts upon precepts, lines upon lines. It says, here, a little here, a little there. You're building. This is what it means. Begin to build your life. Listen to me. Those blocks, those cement, the sand, the water, all of those things, you have them. They are like the words that are inside the word of God. Praise God. They are there. I said everything that you need to build up your life is already wrapped up in the word. They are there. There is nothing that you cannot find in there. Nothing that you cannot find in there. It says, newborn babes. Do you know what is a babe? Do you know who is a babe? There are people, you are looking at me. There are some husbands and wives here. You know what they call themselves? Babe. They are here. I know some of them. Don't say they are not here. I will mention names. I will not mention. Hallelujah. Babe, it talks about endearment. Somebody who is very dear to you. That's what God calls you. That's what God calls you. Babe. He said, as newborn babes, as with so much affection. Don't you understand? God calling you a babe. He said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, the pure milk of the word. He's talking about the word of God. Begin to go through, begin to read them one after the other. Begin to build yourself. He said that you may grow thereby. That's what he says. Praise God. That's what he says. So that you will be able to grow from there. Build your life. Build yourself by the word. That is the only material you need. You don't need any other thing. You don't need any other thing. What you need is the word. Whatever you need, find it. It is there in the word. Hallelujah. You must develop a hunger for God's word to grow for love, to grow for joy, for grow for peace, for to be able to have access to the grace. You must read it. You need this word. Hallelujah. He says precepts upon precepts, lines upon lines. Begin to, today you add a word. Tomorrow you add another one. You know, when you begin to build that house, you do the foundation, you cast the DPC, you start, you know, the superstructure, you get it to the window level, you get it to the lintel, you get it to, you deck if it is upset, you continue again. You know, like that, you'll be seeing the building coming, isn't it true? You'll see the building come before you know, you're tiling, you're putting all the finishing and all of that to make the, to build. You know, the Bible says that by wisdom a house is built. The same thing applies to you. It said by understanding it is established. And then by knowledge of what? The word of God, it is beautified. That's what the Bible tells us. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord builds the house. He said the builders labor in vain. Psalm 127 verse 1. Except unless the Lord builds. He said those who build, they labor in vain. Look at it. That's what it says. He said unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Hallelujah. This implies that life is a structure. It means that life is a structure that needs to be built. It means that life is a structure that needs a divine involvement. That is what it means. Because it says that unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it will labor in vain. So if you are a building, if you yourself, you are a building, say that your life needs a divine involvement. In other words, if God is not involved in the building of yourself and this life that you have, it's a waste of time. It will not come out, it will not come out nice. It won't come out nice because it may not even be sustained. It may not be sustained. Hallelujah. It may not be sustained. Praise God. It may not be sustained. That's why the Bible describes, you know, he makes some descriptions in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. He says that we have been declared, we have been seen as living stones. That's what he says. He said believers are described as living stones being built into spiritual houses. He said you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ. We're described as living stones being built into spiritual houses. Praise God. You know what the Bible says in the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 20? Of course, one chapter, verse 20. It says, beloved, you know, God has a way of calling you beautiful names. He comes here again, he says, beloved. He said, building yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, you cannot find here the word. But it says that you build up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You cannot even pray in the Holy Ghost if firstly you're empty in the word. Praise God. The faith that is mentioned, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, it says faith comes by what? And hearing what? That's the only way faith comes. So indirectly, he's talking about building up yourself by the word. He says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But the Bible lets us know, Jesus speaking to us, that is beyond hearing. It's about doing. It's about living it. Praise God. So there are three dimensions to the word I'm talking about today. Number one is to hear it. And you hear with your ears. Then number two is to do it. And then you do it by yourself. Number three is to do what? Live it. Act it. Live it out. Praise God. That's what the Bible says to us. Living the word. It is very important and very key. Hallelujah. So one of the ways to build up your life is also to do the word. You know, the book of James have always explained this to us. One of the most potent ways to understand what it means to live and to do the word of God is when you read the book of James chapter 1, 22 to 25. It's a beautiful scripture. These scriptures are scriptures that have actually affected me as a person. That I took time to have an understanding of what it means. And then from that moment, every time I see a word, I want to think about what it means. I want to think about how that it will apply to me. Last year, I was talking to people who were doing baptism of the Holy Ghost, baptism by immersion. Praise God. And I said to them, this is not by for right to just to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus spoke to us about it. It's not about fulfilling righteousness. That this is very important. And then I refer to them. I say, when Jesus was baptized by immersion, there were certain things that happened. One of them was the fact that the heavens opened. And then the second was the fact that there was a voice that came. And then the third was that there was a descension of the Holy Ghost. He rested upon him. These were the three things that happened. It means that when you're being baptized by immersion, these three things must be evident in your life. If they are not evident in your life, then what you have just done is almost fruitless. What am I trying to explain? The word of God tells us something. I have read it. Many of us have read it. But for me, what does this mean? This is what happened. It happened to Jesus. This is what happened. And this is how Jesus became who he was. It was from that moment that he was led into the wilderness and then his ministry began. From that moment, his life changed. So if you get baptized in that manner, your life must change. Why should you remain the same even after baptism by immersion? It means that you don't have an understanding of what it talks about. You have just performed it as a ritual. No. That's not the way to build our lives in the world. Fortunately, that's the only way. There's no other way. Building yourself. So if you build yourself, so when you have done that, Father, it means from today you begin to follow me. From today, it means that I will be able to achieve results wherever, whatever I do, wherever I go. From today, your voice is speaking for me. There are certain things that will not happen to you anymore. The Bible tells us in that book of James chapter 1 verse 22, we're rounding off. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, but be doers of the word. He said, be a doer of the word. What does this mean? Have you read the word? Do it. That's a way to build yourself. Whatever that you have read in the word, do it. If the word says, do not be angry, then don't be angry. If the word says, you can be angry, but do not let it extend to the next day, then be angry. Don't let it extend to the next day. That's what it means to do the word. He said, but be doer of the word, not hearers only. That does not mean to hear the word is not important. It is the first stage. It's the first step. You must hear it. Because that's how your faith comes. He said, but after that you have heard the word, then do it. Now, he said, when you hear it and you do not do it, you deceive yourself. That is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. When the crisis comes, you'll be thrown down. When the crisis comes, you'll be thrown down. You will collapse like a pack of cards. That's what the Bible is telling us. You are deceiving yourself if you just hear but you don't do. He said, for anyone who is a hearer of the word and not a doer is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror. I don't need to explain this. For he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Go to verse 25. He says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, he says, this man is the one who is building his life from the world. He's looking into it. What does this mean? I want to build my life on it. I want to understand. I want to apply this to my life. Look at what he says. He says, I'm not a forgetful hearer. He says, but a doer of the work. You go is intentional. You go out of your way to do the work, to do the word. He said, this is the one that will be blessed in whatever that he does. It means that God is committed to your trust. God, I've told you, God does not joke with his word. God will help you by his word. I've told you about that before. This is the only way God can help you. There is no other way God can help you. God will help you. God cannot help you outside his word. He will help you via his word. He will help you from his word. And nowhere else. It doesn't matter how that you cry. It doesn't matter the how that you bend your neck. God does not work that way. God is a respecter of his word and not a respecter of man. If God must respect a man, God respects a man who does his word. Praise God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, you know why he says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly devise the word of truth. He says, study, be diligent to present yourself approved unto God. What does this mean? It means, by the way, he says a workman, he brings a worker. Another version, King James version, calls it a workman. Who is a workman? Praise God. A workman is someone who has learned a trade and has been doing that trade and has gained mastery of that trade. And now that is what he does. That is a workman. A man that does the word of God is likened to a workman. You know why? That workman, if you give him a job to do, he already understands what to do. He already knows what to do. Let's assume a carpenter. Let a carpenter come. Show him this building. He looks at the building. He already knows what to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? A man that has built his life on the word, whenever anything comes up, he knows which word to apply. And that's what it means by rightly dividing the word of truth. He already knows which word to apply. He doesn't know to run health task. You don't need to call pastor, man. You don't need to call pastor, sir. You know what to do. Praise God. Something comes up. You say, no. You know, The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When a crisis comes, there is something that will flow from within you. And then it begins to come out from your mouth. It's not something you have planned for. Praise God. It's something that is in there. It's from there. And then you begin to declare them. And then results are being obtained. That's what it means. It says study is an instruction. So you need to build your life by the word. You need to study the word of God with a view to building yourself. That's the only material that you need to build yourself. Because every word, everything that you need is located in the word. So you know which one to apply. You don't apply, James says, you pray, but you pray amiss. Because you are applying a wrong word, a wrong word. You are applying a right word on a wrong situation. It won't work. It says you will not get results. That's what it means to pray amiss. It's not because what you're praying is not right, particularly. You're praying amiss. You're not praying it rightly. You're not fixing the square pegs in the square holes. You are fixing the square pegs in the round hole. It will not work. It won't fit. Hallelujah. So study to show yourselves approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. So you must build your life on the word. You must build yourself on the word. That is the only way. Praise God. If it is finance that you want, the word will give it to you. If it is marriage that you want, the word will give it to you. If it is relationship that you want, the word will give it to you. If you want to be strong emotionally, the word will give it to you. You say somebody has broken your heart, the word will amend that heart for you. You don't know it's in the scripture. The word of God gives hope. Praise God. You say you have a husband, you have a boyfriend, he has broken your heart. Say, God, my boyfriend has broken my heart. The word of God will amend it. Praise God. Everything is there in the scriptures. That is what it means. So this morning, I just want to pray briefly in line with what we have heard today. And I pray that your ears were open to hear them. And I pray that your hearts were open, they were receptive to receive them. It's my prayer that you will run with it. You know, this year, God is giving us a different version. Hallelujah. God is raising his saints differently. We're speaking to you what will bring and make your life beautiful. Hallelujah. So I want you to begin to declare that the word of God is bringing transformation to your life. I want you to pray that prayer. Begin to declare, begin to decree that the word of God is bringing transformation to your life. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The truth that you know is what is going to make you free. The truth that you know, the one that you know, it is not the one that I know. It is the one that you know that will make you free. Praise God. So begin to declare this morning that the word of God is bringing transformation to your life. I want to hear you pray. Say, Father, let your word bring transformation to my life. Pray that prayer. It's a very simple prayer. Ask the Lord to cause his word to bring transformation to your life. Praise God. Ask the Lord to cause his word to bring transformation to you. Begin to pray that prayer. I want to hear you pray that prayer. Pray, 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 pray that the word of God is bringing transformation to you. That's the only thing that will bring that kind of transformation to your life. That's the only thing that will bring that kind of transformation to your life. Begin to declare that the word is building and empowering you. That the word of God is building and empowering you. begin to declare it, that your life is experiencing an upward trend and uplifting in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray it. Begin to declare that your life is experiencing an upward trend and uplifting by his word in the name of Jesus. Are you praying that prayer? I'm not hearing you. Are you praying that prayer? I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing you. I want to hear you pray that prayer. Begin to declare that the word is building you up, is empowering you. The word of God is building you up, is empowering you. He's causing you to experience an upward trend, an uplifting in your life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray that the word of God is infusing boldness. There are some of you that are not bold. There are some of you that don't have that spirit of excellence. There are some of you that cannot talk about dominion and authority. Begin to declare that the word of God is bringing dominion and authority into your life. Begin to declare that the word of God is bringing boldness. It's infusing boldness into your life. It's bringing excellence into your life. Begin to declare. Begin to pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray that the word of God is causing you not to make mistakes in your life. Begin to pray that the word of God is making you not to make mistakes in your life. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Pray that the word of God is infusing that boldness. Is infusing that excellence. Is infusing dominion. Is bringing authority. Jesus said to his disciples, "All authority that I have, I give to you. Is by the word of God." Jesus didn't speak to us directly. He spoke to his disciples, but they were written down to know what happened to them. And that's how that we will live alive. He said, he has given us every authority. We know this by his word. It is when you have read it, you understand it. And then you begin to go. You go to begin to live it out. To live according to the authority of Jesus. Shakatoshki Brandeheshka. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to declare that the word of God is bringing healing to your ailing body. That the word of God is bringing healing to your weak body. You are here, your body is in. We say, if you have made a decision to have a sound health, it is by the word of God. So this morning, I want you to just hold yourself wherever you feel weak. Hold yourself wherever you feel weak. Hold yourself wherever you feel weak. Hold yourself wherever you ailing. Begin to declare that the word of God is bringing healing to you in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare it, that the word of God is bringing healing to you. Begin to declare it is bringing healing to your health. He's bringing healing to your health. He's bringing healing to your health in the name of Jesus. He's bringing healing to your ailing body. He's bringing healing to your weak body in the name of Jesus. He says, if that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will also revive. Vitalize your mortal body. Begin to command that your body be rejuvenated. Yes, in the name of Jesus, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Begin to declare that you're being rejuvenated by his spirit and by his word. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Can you decree and declare that the word of God in your spirit is committing strength? Hallelujah. Can you declare it? Can you decree it? That the word of God in your spirit is committing strength to you in the name of Jesus. Is committing hope to you in the name of Jesus. Is committing unprecedented progress in your life in the name of Jesus. Is bringing peace and victory and prosperity into your life in the name of Jesus. Can you begin to pray that prayer? Declare it. Declare it as we round off right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your words. Thank you, King of Glory, for we have heard your word today. Thank you because your word has made impact in our lives. Thank you because your word has brought transformation to us.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you because your word has empowered us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God because your word is building us up. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We magnify your holy name. We honor you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And so, Father, we say thank you for your word that has come. Thank you because we know that your word is living and active. Thank you because it has the capacity to pierce through the body, the soul, and the spirit. Thank you because it is able to keep us healthy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because your word is infusing boldness to them that are not bold, to them that are timid. Lord, we thank you because your word is coming alive into them today in the name of Jesus. Thank you because your word is bringing excellence. Your word is bringing dominion and authority into their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, King of Glory, because your word brings healing to them. To them that are sick, your word brings healing to them. To them whose bodies are ailing, your word brings healing to them. To them whose bodies are weak, your word is bringing healing to them. To them whose bones, King of Glory, are aching, Father, your word is bringing healing to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. To them who have difficulty in breathing, Heavenly Father, your word is bringing healing to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you because your word is strengthening them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I glorify your name because your word is bringing light to them. Their lives are being illuminated this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you because your word is bringing peace and joy. Is bringing prosperity to them. Is bringing victory to them. Is bringing prosperity into their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Is strengthening them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glorious is your name, righteous Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And put your hands together for Jesus.
The message you've just listened to was brought to you by Elements of Carry Center International, number 6, Otokutu OPT Road, after Plantation City Estate Fence, OPT. You can worship with us every Sunday, 8 a.m., for our celebration of grace service. Wednesdays are for Bible study, 5 p.m., Fridays for prayer and counseling, 9 a.m. Elements of Carry Center International, a place of comfort.